Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. We are ensconced in farmer's market season, and as much as I love my regular market hang, I really love checking out a different one now and again. It's great finding a paella maker or a produce seller you don't see at your go-to market. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 days, and she's hit a couple of farmer's markets that she's here to tell us about. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Let's start in Montpelier. For years, a Saturday morning staple for me. Describe this market.
So this is kind of, I would say, one of the state's more bustling markets. It's kind of tucked into the parking lot between, I think it's the Episcopal Church and the north branch of the Winooski River, where the Trestle Bridge is right behind town. So as you look down, you've got this beautiful view of the Trestle Bridge. There's the hills kind of coming up behind it. It's really quite picturesque. And it's extremely busy. You kind of walk in and there's this huge Pete's Green stand there right on your right. There's usually someone playing music there by Julio's Cantina. And then as you kind of go back towards the bridge, it just kind of unfolds before you with all the vendors sort of spread out along the side and music towards the back.
Well, as you describe, it really does kind of punch above its weight. It has that atmosphere and selection of a larger town than Montpelier, which is, 8,000 people. So why do you think that is?
I think that, Montpelier has a certain reputation for being engaged in being engaged. So, they call it Mont Peculiar. And I think that is, in a lot of ways, because people care about everything in Montpelier. So people care about showing up to the market. And there's a lot of great vendors, I think, that draw people in. It's a great place to go hang out with your kids. There's dogs there. Montpelier's a pretty family-oriented little city. So it's just there's a lot of great reasons to go to this market.
What are some of the interesting vendors who sell there?
Every time I go, I kind of immediately make a beeline for Alan LePage's stand at LePage Farm because the guy always has something funny and interesting to say. He always has gorgeous produce. The week that I went, which was June 30th, he was selling squash blossoms and flowers, and he had these beautiful peas, and it was just really nice and special. And he was telling me all about these cannabis plants for CBD that he was planting, and he had gotten this great contract, and, he was worried about the weather because it was going to be really hot that week, but he has these great clay soils that can hold in a lot of moisture. So for me, that is one of the best things about going to the market. It's just kind of talking to the farmers about what's on their mind and what's going on with the season for them. There's Berry Creek Farm, which had a beautiful array of organic strawberries. Peace Greens, like I said before. Dunk's Mill Distillery from Danville, which is now rebranding as St. Johnsbury Distillery under new ownership. You can get pickles or booze or pizza,
Yeah. So what about prepared food or offerings that are there?
Fieldstone Farm does a great pizza. They have kind of a mobile pizza oven that they put up. Curly Girl Pops, you can get popsicles. They're named after the woman's daughter. You can get pastries from Redhead and Baking. It kind of goes on and on. It's a little different every week, I would say.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about some of the state's farmers markets. Hannah, Chelsea is one of those quintessential Vermont towns, as I call it, the town with two town greens. How does their farmers market differ from the one in Montpelier?
So it's a much smaller market, and it kind of caters to a different demographic. I think one of the main differences that I've noticed between the two is that the farms represented at each market kind of correlate to the size and breadth of the market. So in Chelsea, you end up with much smaller farms, maybe one or two man operations.
What kind of farm stands are there?
Allenville Beef has a great farm stand. You can get frozen Angus beef from them. I got some wonderful kebab meat that I made a really good sesame beef skewers with later in the week. You can get that recipe at 7days.com website. There's some crafts, there's some lots of produce, various farms. A lot of them kind of are from the White River Valley. So you get farms going down into Royalton, Bethel, Tunbridge area.
And you've got to tell us about the gelato you had there.
Oh my gosh. So I got a cup of gelato from Sweet Dough Dairy, which is a new gelateria goat milk dairy that just popped up in Chelsea. This is their first season selling this gelato. It is phenomenal. It's so good. It doesn't taste goaty. You know how goat products tend to have that sort of gamey goat flavor? And I guess they milk Nigerian dwarf goats, which I guess are the least gamey goat flavored milk of any goat. And I couldn't taste the goatiness at all in this gelato. So they have chocolate, vanilla, and coffee ice creams. And I just cannot sing its praises enough. I think that they are really going to be going places. So if you're in the Chelsea area, it's worth stopping just for that. And it's not that expensive. It was $4 for a really hefty portion.
I can't wait.
It's so good.
Are there any other farmers markets that you also like to go to at times?
I frequent the Norwich Farmers Market, again, because I live in the Upper Valley. The Chelsea Market is the closest one to my house. It's a really pleasant drive on a Friday afternoon. But the Saturday Market in Norwich is really, really robust. You get the fun thing about the Norwich Market is it pulls a bunch of a lot of vendors from New Hampshire because it's right there on the border with New Hampshire. So you get vendors coming all the way up from Muskoma area, Sunapee. There's a bakery, Umpleby's Bakery over in Hanover puts up a stand usually. Four Corners Farm from Newberry, they do a wonderful job. They have great strawberries all through the season. They, little known fact about them, they harvest strawberries pretty much now through October.
Wow.
So if you need a strawberry fix and it's not July, you know, Four Corners Farm is the place, and you can get them at the Norwich Market. The other market that I really love, I mean, the Burlington Market is fabulous. Everyone knows this. But another sort of under-noted market that I'm a big fan of is the Brattleboro Market. It's huge. It's sprawling. I would say it's as representative as Burlington in terms of just the diversity of vendors. And you can get dumplings and treats from Size Dim Sum, which is, anytime I can plug them, I will.
Wow. That's great. I'm a regular at the Burlington Farmers Market, but I will admit that if I miss it, I have the backup of Winooski, which is much smaller, but there's some...
It's so sweet, though, the Winooski Market.
Absolutely. You know, there's a paella maker there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Four Quarters Brewery is there. Mm-hmm. Wonderful little produce.
And the ladies selling pickled fiddleheads and stuff.
Indeed, that's true.
I love them.
And Richmond on a Thursday evening is a great place. Robust one to go to.
Yep.
If you can't get to any others, that's a great one to stop in.
Yeah. It's amazing to me how many markets. And it's fun because they're kind of always coming and going. Your town might have one this year and not next year. And they kind of rotate through the areas. And it's always a good way to get out and meet new people.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the cafe. You can go to vpr.net and search VPR Cafe.